Breathe meditation for the week. Never alone. New things often seem impossible. Nelson Mandela put it this way, everything's impossible until you've done it. It's the new and impossible that can get me thinking and acting like an orphan. God spoke to Moses facing a new impossible situation, saying, I will drive them out before you, little by little, until you become fruitful and take possession of the land. Moses is now face to face with God, high on the mountains, after parting the Red Sea and leading people through the wild. Moses is now alone with God, therefore not alone, never alone. God speaks with Moses in an intimate conversation. God opens his heart to Moses, the leader of his people, a shepherd with a 30,000-foot view of the epic story of the Bible. God is forging a people for himself who will love him forever. Notice the provision. God says, I will drive them out. Notice the process, little by little. Notice the transition, until. You see, it's movement plus time equals transition. Notice the expectation, you become fruitful. And notice the effort, take possession. In your life and in mine, here is what God says to you and me facing the new, the unexpected, and or unknown. You have to go through it, but I will be with you as your provider, protector, and good shepherd. We will go and transition as you take one step at a time. The transition will take place over time, and your character will become noble as you become fruitful. Take possession will require huge effort on a consistent basis, and you have to go through it, but I will be with you. Jesus tells us, I will not leave you as orphans. No one may be with us, but we are never alone. My prayer. I know, Father, you are not far away but near, intimate toward me with a forgiving and compassionate heart. Help me this week to lean into your presence, to feel the breath, your breath in my ear, to listen and appreciate your nearness. Protect me from spiritual amnesia. Thank you, Father.